Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new review on the Sam Basile podcast on the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions. And right now I'm going to be doing a review for The Equalizer 3, which is the third installment in the Equalizer franchise. And once again, stars Denzel Washington, Dakota Fanning, and is directed by Antoine Fuqua.
Ciao Roberto.
Roberto, tell me, what did you do back home?
Government work. I'm retired, man.
I understand pain, death.
For you.
Come start.
My baby.
Because of these people, I'm beginning to understand real peace.
Roberto, this is my wife.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh. And I'm starting to believe.
Ciao, Gianco.
They see you as one of us now.
This is where I'm supposed to be.
Now, The Equalizer 3 finds Robert McCall, who is, of course, played by Denzel Washington, discovering that his new friends of a small town in South Italy are intimidated by members of the Italian Mafia, where he sets out to free them from their control. Now, the third Equalizer film is this installment in what is now a trilogy of films that started way back in 2014. So this is basically almost a decade of getting these three films to the big screen. And I'm somebody who was a big fan of the previous two films. I just love the world that Antoine Fuqua and Denzel Washington have created. I love the character that Denzel has created in Robert McCall. And the interesting thing about these films as well is the fact that this is the first time that Denzel Washington has made sequels to his original or kind of previous original installment in his movie. So he's never made a sequel to any of the other films that he's done in his past. And there's just something about the character of Robert McCall that I guess just keeps calling to him, and he just wants to keep playing this character. And for the last two films, I really have enjoyed what he's been able to do. So going into this film, I was really excited to see what he was going to do. It's basically Denzel Washington facing members of the Italian Mafia, and the trailers have looked violent and intense and grueling and everything that you would enjoy about these Equalizer films if you've seen the previous two movies. So I was really excited about this film. It's kind of at the tail end of the summer movie season, so I was looking to go out with the season on a high note, and luckily I was very much entertained by this film. I wouldn't say it's the best movie of the year. I wouldn't even say it's the best action movie of the year. I wouldn't even say it's the best Equalizer film that I've seen, but it does live up to the standards that have been set in the previous two films of just being enjoyable times at the movies, where you see an all-time great in Denzel Washington doing what he does in this movie. And I really did enjoy the all-around aesthetic to this film overall. And this does mark the fifth collaboration between Fuqua and Denzel Washington. If you count the three Equalizer films, Training Day, which of course won Denzel Washington his second Oscar for Best Actor, and it also, he did the reboot or the remake of The Magnificent Seven with Antoine Fuqua as well. So these two have very much a familiarity with each other, not even just with this franchise alone. And so when you kind of encapsulate that all together, there's definitely a sense of comfort that you feel that these two definitely know what they're doing, and they see eye to eye with one another, and they're just able to make magic happen. And it just feels like they have an expertise in this franchise, which you should have if you're into the third film at this point. So the character of Robert McCall, the action, what an Equalizer film entails, they're able to really kind of hammer down and do a very good job of doing that. The only kind of big negative thing that I would take away from this film, which I want to kind of get into it first because there's a lot more positives than I do have about negatives, but the overall thing, and it's a big overall thing going into the movie, is the story itself does feel like there's more to be kind of desired about it. I do wish that we spent a little bit more time with kind of the members of, I think, the Italian town itself and the community that Robert is kind of becoming a part of as the movie goes forth. They kind of go in these places that you want to see more of, but they just kind of pull back a little bit, and they don't give you that, and I wish they did that a little bit more. And sometimes I feel like they were trying to connect connect these stories within each other that felt kind of forced. Whereas with the previous two Equalizer films, it felt like they were very much just kind of these, you had the main story going on, but you had these little individual side kind of missions or journeys that Robert was going on that somewhat kind of tied together loosely, but didn't feel like it was very forced into what they were doing. And this one kind of felt like it was a mystery set up within the actual story, because right away you hit the ground running in this film. You don't really kind of get a lot of setup time. You just hit with what Robert McCall is doing. You kind of have to figure out why he's in Italy, what's he doing there, and how he gets into the situation that he gets to as the movie goes on. So it was very much a different style that they were trying to go for with the story. I just felt like there was a lot more there that was lacking that I wished was there, because everything else really does work for me. I think first off, just to go away from the story, the action sequences themselves, I think, are some of the best within the Equalizer franchise in this film. They're brutal, they're intense, sometimes they're a little bit gory and violent in ways that I don't even feel like the previous Equalizer films match up to that level per se, but I feel like the way that you're going into this world and you still kind of care about these characters, the way, even though if the story is kind of mundane, the way that these actors present themselves with these characters, you still feel for each and every one of them, and you want to see McCall defend these people against the mafia. And so I just think that the way that the action goes about it, it's deserved in its brutality. It's not just brutal to be brutal, and I think that there is an in-depthness that we go into a little bit with McCall and who he is and what he wants to be at this stage in his life. And so I think those areas and aspects were interesting, and the action sequences were a big part of that. So they're very much involved, they're intense and brutal, but they are deserving to be so because of what is going on in the film overall. The cast itself is incredible. Denzel Washington, I mean, what else can you say about the guy? He is, again, one of the great actors of all time, of this generation. He's a two-time Oscar winner, and he brings it with this character. He, again, knows it probably like the back of his hand at this point. The way that he's able to bring in just a charismatic ooze that kind of just permeates throughout the movie with him in the role. You just know that he's waiting to kind of explode, and you know what he's capable of against these members of the mafia that are terrorizing this town. So the way that he's able to play off that coolness is really, really awesome. And I know that the crowd that I was in really enjoyed some of the lines that he was delivering, and I feel like if they were anybody else, it would have came off a little bit cheesy, but the way that he does it, it's just sly and cool, and it just oozes greatness, and I really enjoyed what he was able to bring in this role this time around. The chemistry between him and Dakota Fanning were amazing. 19 years after they were first together in A Man on Fire, which I really do enjoy that film, all those years ago, is another really good action classic from Denzel. And so to see them reunited all these years later, Dakota Fanning, a woman at this point, not just a little girl, and just playing a different role, but still having that tit-for-tat chemistry with Denzel, it was still there, and it was amazing to see that. One of the things that when watching the trailer I was a little bit concerned about was, we have Dakota Fanning, but are we going to utilize her and put her in a good portion of the film and have her be a part of the story? And I do like the journey that her character does go on, and by the end of it, it does kind of tug on the emotional heartstrings and connect to Robert McCall in a very interesting way that kind of connects to the entirety of the trilogy, which I thought was a really clever idea. And so I just think it was really cool to see her get a lot of things to do in this film and kind of star alongside Denzel, along with the kind of the scenes they're able to do together as well. I thought the mafia members, every single one of the actors that played members of the mafia, did an outstanding job. They were all a-holes, and that again gets you into the mindset of, oh, these people need to go, they need to be put out of commission by the Equalizer. And so if you're able to pull that off and do that in a way that's effective, you get tips, hats off from me for what you're able to do with that. So kudos to them on just everything that they were able to do in the role of playing these just a-hole mafia members. And then moving away from the cast, I thought the change of scenery was great in this film. I thought it was great to kind of go abroad and go to the world of Italy and go to this little town, which feels very much lived in. And again, kind of going back to the mundaneness of the script, I would have loved to explore the town a little bit more because you feel like you're actually a part of this town. And I know they actually filmed all of this really in Italy, so you get that authenticity in seeing this town from the markets, the streets, the food, the culture, the aesthetic. It's all there and it feels lived in and you feel like you're really there. And so I really did enjoy going away from the United States, going away from Boston and really setting this film abroad in the world of Italy. So I really did enjoy that as well. Also, the cinematography in this one was very much different from the previous two films. It was done by Robert Richardson, who previously worked with Antoine on Emancipation last year, and that was very much kind of a monotone set of colors, very much kind of black and white, gray, stale colors. And even though there's a little bit more pop in this movie than in Emancipation in terms of the color tones, very much more goes to what Emancipation was and kind of having a mixture of the monotone colors mixed in with some of the more pleasing aesthetics of Italy a little bit. So it was very much more of a darker, grittier look than the previous two Equalizer films. And I thought it fit what the tone of the film was really kind of trying to set forth, where it's, again, more brutal, more violent, and that they were really trying to put McCall in a sense of danger in this movie. So I really did enjoy what Robert Richardson did with this film, and I'm hoping to see more of his work going forward. And if he and Fuqua want to collaborate on the Michael Jackson biopic or anything else moving forward, I think that's a really good partnership that they established after working on the Emancipation together. I think when we talk about kind of wrapping up this trilogy of films, I definitely think it's able to stand alone on its own. I don't think you need to be able to see the previous two films to enjoy this movie, but it does have some kind of emotional callbacks that I think if you've seen the previous two films are very effective, especially when it gets to the very end of the movie. And I think the great thing about this film is that it's very much a character study on Robert McCall, and I think they do a very good job of showcasing him of what he wants to do with his life. Even though he's out there kind of being this guardian angel, what does he want to do? And having him set into this backdrop of Italy in a new town with new people who don't know him from a world and a country that he knows really nothing about and is far away from where he used to be in the United States, I think is very interesting. So it closes, I think, his emotional journey in a very good way. I hope there's more of these films moving forward, but I know that they said this is the final installment, and if it is, I do think it is a fitting emotional conclusion to kind of the story of a Robert McCall throughout these three installments that we have gotten so far. So overall, I really did enjoy this film, not as much as I think I enjoyed maybe the previous two installments of this movie, but still I think a worthy installment nonetheless. I really enjoyed it. It definitely brought a fitting conclusion for the summer movie season for me, and so overall, I'm going to be giving The Equalizer 3 a 7.1 out of 10 stars for this film. What did you guys think about The Equalizer 3 if you've seen it? Let me know what you think down below in the comment section and leave your thoughts. But with that down and out of the way, that will do it for this review on the Sam Bassell podcast. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out my channel for more content. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and much more. Also, make sure to tune in on to the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions, and be sure to check out the other amazing shows that are on here, such as You Mad Bro, the number one source to see what the internet is pissed off about on a weekly basis. Also, make sure to check out Goal Driven Professionals, geared toward improving client relations, return on investment, and customer acquisition costs for independent businesses and services. Also, make sure to check out The Daily Grind, a weekly motivational podcast with Kelly Johnson, give you everyday tips and key takeaways on reaching your goals. Also, along the way, make sure to check out these other amazing shows on the Podcast Solutions, such as Wrestle Addict Radio, Fretzelmania Podcast, and Midnight Showing. You can check these out and so much more on the website, ambiguouspodcastsolutions.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at Real Ambiguous. And if you want to check out Canopy Treehouse, use the coupon code Ambiguous. Also, when you get a chance, make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me on X at Bassell Samuel. That's BUSSELLSAMUEL. And you can also find me on Facebook at Sam Bassell. So once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this review. And until next time, keep on screening.
You seem like a man who understands violence.
I don't like this place.
You can't take that from me.
I can take anything I want.
Police found multiple dead bodies on that farm in Sicily. Did you kill him?
Do I look like a killer?